This is the wave of the English crown, I'm told, and it's to show you're powerless or something because your wrist can only move like this. Well, if you're to do it like this, apparently they can't do that because that would show they have authority where they could whap somebody up the side of the head. So I promised during the course of the week to show my silly hand signals to everyone. I have a couple of other silly ones. So there's another inducement to come here for every day. We have been running Soup and Science now for 7.5 years, so this is the 15th edition. We have it at the beginning of term, and what we do is that every day we've got 4 or 5 profs from different units across the university present what they're working on for no more than 3 minutes. It's just enough time to tell you guys why they're working on it and give you a little bit of sense of what's going on. There are a lot of things going on in science around the world today, and I guarantee you, in every important aspect of science, it's being done on this campus or, you know, at Mac campus. It's being done at McGill University, and we have world experts here. Over the course of the last 5 or 10 years, my faculty, the Faculty of Science, So my name is Martin Grant. I'm the Dean of Science. We have people throughout the week who are from the Faculty of Science, my faculty, but also from other faculties, because there are people who are scientists who are in all the faculties at McGill, to my knowledge, whether they be in arts, the Max campus, medicine, what have you. So we'll have people from other faculties. Anyway, we hired a lot of people, and my faculty is like 70% people hired within the last 5 or 10 years. A lot of people. So what departments started to do was have sessions like this where profs would give a presentation of what they're working on in front of everybody else because nobody knew who was in the department and who were graduate students because so many people were hired so quickly. So we copied it here at the faculty level to introduce the profs a little bit, to introduce them to each other, but also to introduce them to you and the opportunities there are to do undergraduate research within the university. At the end of the talk, I'll get into this later, but at the end of the talk, people go out there and have a sandwich or a Coke or something. And I encourage you in the strongest terms to go and talk to the professors who are speaking today. They love talking about the research. And even if you're not interested in say, what this guy's doing, that person can give you insights into other people who are looking to hire people for summer student work or for an undergraduate research project. And with that, I think I just do this randomly now, Victor. So, oh, I should introduce you to Victor Chisholm. So the tallest man in the room, Victor Chisholm, is our undergraduate research officer. And as well, Victor can give you leads on people you can potentially work with and some of the forms you fill out and if you can get paid for it and get credit for it and stuff like that. And we are sending it out to shut-ins around the world through the magic of TV technology. Okay, I guess I said more or less everything I was supposed to say. At the end of this, I will get up again and be silly.